But Mel Vilch Shabbos, Mel Simen Shin Lamed Ches. We're discussing the halachas that are forbidden on Shabbos because it makes sounds, makes noise. This is on page 368 of base. Yesh Matirim Lamel Ein Yehudi. Some permit to tell a non-Jew Lanagin Bekli Shir Bechupos to play musical instruments by a chuppah, by a wedding ceremony on Shabbos. Hagos says Rama. But for Lamel Ein Yehudi, you need to tell a non-Jew Lasakin Hakli Shir to fix the musical instrument, Shari's permitted, Mishum Kabbat Chasavakal, because the honor of the bride and groom. But if not, also it's forbidden. I mean, if it's not for that, then it's forbidden. Mardukhai, that's the Mardukhai Perk Mashiach. Me, however, says Ramah, but Mazvan, in today's time, is Nagul Hakul, the custom is to be lenient. The time she's Baba Simich in the Achazel, like it's explained in the following Simon, Lin Tipuach, Redukud, regarding clapping and dancing. Says Mishru, Sivkot, and Ches. So some permit Loim Mubuchul to tell non Jew to play a musical instrument by the chuppas. Why? Because the Issa Shema is publicly shared the prohibition of making sounds in a musical instrument in the Elias Rabban. It's only rabbinically prohibited. Why? Why can't you play a musical instrument? Because here, Shema is talking cliche. Now, we don't mean the mechanical thing, some electric, but let's say, you know, just playing something that's mechanical, what's the problem? Because it might fix the instrument. And that'll be a bit of the Issa. Vamile and Yehudi, now telling an Andrew Gamkin in Elias Rabban is rabbinically prohibited, no matter what it is. So, that would make it about a shvus to shvus. It's rabbinic prohibition of rabbinic prohibition. But malka mitzvah, and it's in the situation of a mitzvah. The only way you could really have a real chasna is with a musical instrument, bishari. And it's permitted. You can now be some signs of air and shum that we said shvus to shvus is mutu malka mitzvah. Now, the Yeshma Kamash Nagal Hachim said there are certain places that the custom is to be stringent regarding this. And Moshe Chinam Lazem Erev Shabbos, unless you be pitted for them from before Shabbos. Well, you're Mulu Bishabbos Klum. But you can't tell much Shabbos anything. Or says, the Knesset Gedolah, he comes on his own to play. But to tell him, some are stringent. Sivkan test. However, there are those who do permit that. Now, that's what Ramah said, that even Loimelein Hudu Lasakin, even to tell the non-Jew to fix the instrument is permitted because of Kavach HaSavakala. Because Sri Lay, that opinion holds, that some Kavach HaSavakala, the rejoicing of the HaSavakala, or the Yisim Mishar Stam Dvar Mitzvah, it's better even than just a regular Dvar Mitzvah, which the Sharatzin Lay's test brings us from the Magid Brahman and explains the reason to Ramah. But according to him, he doesn't hold like that because that's something from the flow of his words. However, he says, I don't have a definite proof, and it's possible that's going only on other Dvar Mitzvahs. But Akaponim, that's where Ramah would hold. And Malkin, therefore, Muta Amira, it's permitted to tell Afil Besikun Kli Sher to fix the instrument, to Malacha Deraisa, which is biblically prohibited. Because you're building something. The building ground explains differently. He says this opinion holds like the Bala Itter, as brought in Rishai involved. That any malacha daraisa is permitted for any dvar mitzvah to tell non-Jew. If that's the case, they're done. For us, to serve an halacha, that we hold like most person, that say actually it's forbidden to do malacha deraisa through a non-Jew for a dvar mitzvah, gambaz us, then actually it would be forbidden. So it would depend what's the rationale of this opinion. Sivkat yud, a belavachi, but if not, if you don't have this reasoning, then it's us. But someone who means to say is bishar sam chashal mitzvah. For any other rejoicing of a mitzvah, grim besudis milah, like a bris milah on Shabbos, like a simchas taira, also, I feel lemon and hudul nagi. Now I'll tell an non-Jew to come, let's play music, if a simchas taira that's on Shabbos, to play an instrument, even just to play, which is just rabbinically prohibited. Unless they come on their own, from before Shabbos, then maybe you could have music on not necessarily Shabbos, meaning even Yom Tov, simchas taira, then maybe then you can then go and play music on simchas taira. I'm a true Shabbos, Shabbos, Marich, Elikavsim, Notesh, Ishul Nagim, Minim, Ugu, Bishas, Tvila. He says it's forbidden to have the flutes and the instruments playing during davening. Adi and Yehudi through a non-Jew, and that's not considered like oh, Dvar Mitzvah. You could have a non-Jew playing in that regard. Dvar Mitzvah Shul is some Sebechel Kshishi some Peivav. Shevi Raya is less, so he brings proofs to say it's forbidden. Af Bechoil Nagim Beves Akness Bishas Tzvil. Even during the weekday, to play musical instrument in the shul during davening, which a lot of people seem to not know this Shuvis Chasam Sefer. That they have musical instruments during davening, that Chassam Sefer says that even during the weekday, one should not be playing musical instruments in shul during davening. But for Shabbos, especially on Shabbos, intramatic, there's no, that's the truth of Chassam Sefer. That even during the weekday, and specifically on Shabbos, intramatic, there's no heter. Sivkot no yiral. However, Bizman Azewi said, no gula hakel, the custom is to be lenient. Right, so what does it mean to say we lean you with what? Amir lenagin, that we tell them to play instruments, b'shar simcha shal mitzvah, be any other simcha that relates to mitzvah, like a bris milah or whatever. Lavush mashma la'asa, however, lavush sounds like it's forbidden, keep a simcha chaz v'kala, only like the Rama says, by rejoicing in chaz v'kala, v'ayin el yabisham, simcha in yedbeis. However, he says, just like we're lenient regarding, like as we'll see in the next simon, lenient to poch v'nikud, so to them, Ekel regarding telling them to play instruments. Pierce. In other words, given the Medina says, make Allah Yeshem, some say, Havalan, Lemishul, and Agamus, Vanen, Makleshir, that we should permit, in our times, to play musical instruments, even ourselves, on Shabbos, or Yom Tov. They know only Simchas Torah. They know the Bikin Basiasin. We're not really proficient in how to make them. But like, Lemix, Hashem, Yisakin, Dirva, we don't have to decree that maybe we'll come to fix the instruments. Lechem, Dirva, Kapon, at least Sharia, Mila, and Yudlin, I can at least let them know and Jew play musical instruments on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Why, Magram, Shehiskim, look at my groom that he agrees to alcohol. At least us, let me lend you the sack in that cliche. At least you now tell the non-Jew to fix the musical instrument, fulfill the Mishim Kabayt Chazvakala, even for the honor of Chazvakala. But it sounds like that there might be room to be lenient to have them play, but ideally, obviously, not to tell them on Shabbos Yom Tov. But if they came beforehand, and that's it, some places did have the custom, some Chazvakala, the groom would be playing in musical instruments, Lechvayt the Simcha Shal Mitzvah, but it does not seem to be the custom these days.
Some of the edition number 13, in our times, the Aruch HaShulchan Aruch, in all the countries, the custom is to treat it forbidden, even by Simchas Chol V'Kala, not to tell a non-Jew to come and play on Shabbos, even from before Shabbos, or Kal V'Chaima, not to tell him on Shabbos to fix the musical instrument, and we don't change from the minig. That's what Ben Ashchai writes, that really was bottled totally this minig that non-Jews should play in front of the chassan when he leaves from the shul on Shachris to his house, and it should not be mentioned ever again.